A Slater man who was charged with multiple felonies relating to a domestic disturbance and standoff with law enforcement on May 28th of 2017 changed his plea in court last year, and he's due to be sentenced this afternoon. According to online court documents, on November 21st, Charles Townsend Jr., who was now 31 years old, pleaded guilty to two counts of a Class A felony for assault or attempted assault in the first degree, causing serious physical injury, or to a special victim, a Class B felony for assault or attempted assault in the first degree, Class E felonies for domestic assault in the third degree, unlawful use of a weapon and resisting or interfering with an arrest for a felony, as well as three counts of an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Townsend had entered a plea of not guilty during his arraignment hearing on July 24th of 2017. A three-day jury trial in the matter that was scheduled to begin November 28th of last year was canceled after he pleaded guilty. A sentencing hearing for Townsend is scheduled to be held at 1:15 this afternoon at the Saline County Circuit Court. Saline County authorities are asking for help from the public in locating a woman with a warrant for her arrest. According to a release from the Sheriff's Department, 37-year-old Angelica Lee Lynch is wanted for a felony for endangering the welfare of a child with $5,000 cash surety bond. Lynch is described as being a white female, about 5'5", 165 pounds, with red hair and blue eyes. If you have any information as to the whereabouts of Lynch, you're urged to call the Sheriff's Department at 660-886-5512. See a picture of Lynch with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. A Lincoln resident was killed in a traffic crash in Benton County last night. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 21-year-old Colton Taylor reportedly traveled off the left side of the roadway and struck a tree. Taylor, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced deceased at the scene at 9:03 p.m. by Benton County Coroner Weston Miller. Crash happened at 8:54 p.m. on Fordney Road just east of Davis Avenue in Lincoln. The Glasgow Board of Aldermen discussed the plans for a couple of dilapidated properties and the raising of certain utility rates during its meeting on Monday night. City Attorney Randall Barron said a couple of houses on 3rd Street are in bad shape and plans for the structures were discussed by the board.
That was about the sewer and water rates, and we are going to have to raise those in order to meet the debt service requirements. So because our expenses were higher last year than anticipated, we had to increase our rates to compensate for that.
Barron added the new water and sewer rates are scheduled to be approved during the next regular board meeting in March. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Funeral services for 86-year-old Darlene Adrian, formerly of Slater, who died Saturday, will be at noon tomorrow at Weicker Funeral Home in Slater, where visitation begins at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Slater City Cemetery. Funeral services for 82-year-old Carl Keith Odell of Boonville, who died February 7th, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Howard Funeral Home, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Mount Pleasant Cemetery in New Franklin. Funeral services for 76-year-old Dorothy Jones of Concordia, who died Sunday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Concordia. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. Funeral services for 55-year-old Sherry Lynn Jones of Sweet Springs, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. Memorial services for 65-year-old Carol McCord, who died Monday, will be held at 7 p.m. on Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 6 p.m. Funeral services for 82-year-old Odetta Whedon of Waverly, who died Monday, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Waverly Christian Church, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday. Burial will follow Saturday service at Waverly City Cemetery. Foster Funeral Chapel in Carrollton is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.